This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, everyone, back to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are so excited and honored to have you here. Thank you for spending your time, space, and energy with us and looking at ways to create new wellness modalities in your life. I am so excited to have Katie Hess here with me today. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Such a pleasure to be here.
I can't wait to tell everybody a little bit about you, and then really we can dig into our conversation. So you guys, Katie is a flower alchemist, and I'm sure that you're probably like, what? Is that a thing? I can't wait to dig into this topic with you. The author of Flower Evolution and founder of Lotus Way, one of the world's leading floral apothecaries, with her signature elixirs featured in O, the Oprah Magazine, the New York Times, and LA Times, her flower power community is thriving. Katie teaches mindful awareness practices at flower lounge events around the world, hands out flowers to strangers in urban flower flash mobs. Can we dig into that? Don't let me forget, Katie, I want to dig into this flower flash mob thing because that sounds amazing. Okay. And hosts the Flower Lounge podcast with listeners in over 75 countries. She's founder of the Self-Arising Nature Center in Phoenix, Arizona, a center for flower essence education, experiences, and practitioner training. Oh my goodness. I am like, all these questions are firing, but I'd love to start, Katie, not only again, welcoming you to the show, but what does wellness actually mean for you?
I would say for me, it's like, where is your heart? You know, I think a lot of people think wellness and they may think like supplements or physical wellness. But for me, wellness is really what's happening in your heart, what's happening in your energy. How do you feel about the things in your life? Do you feel like you're in alignment? Are you fulfilled? Are you creating happiness? Are you expanding into your full potential? That's wellness to me.
That is beautiful. And I really want to dig into how you got into your work. So flowers, many of us, of course, love flowers, but what inspired you to dig so deeply into the, you know, the power of that, the power of the flower?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just really seeing how impactful it was for people. I met an expert in flower essences, and I mean, I think first was just enamored, you know, like, whoa, every flower does something for us. And then my teacher was always saying that if we got a small percentage of people in the world to be actively working with flower remedies, it would create enough ripple effect that it would change the outcome of the future. So first, that was what excited me. It was like, wow, just a small few of us can really impact the whole world. And then when I came back to the States and started a practice, it was really just insane people transform in a very short period of time, like their face changing, their body language, their stories. And really like from an inside out process, not like trying to force any changes in their lives. Just like organic, like a flower blooming, you know? And that was really, I think, the motivation behind just to keep going, because I didn't have any entrepreneurial skills.
Oh, dang. Entrepreneurship is a whole other, oh my goodness, that is a deep topic. And I'm sure, I'm so thrilled to hear that you kept going. So when you think of, I'd love for you to tap in a little bit about your book. So you're the author of Flower Evolution. What does a flower evolution synopsis, like, what does that mean?
It's like, how do we become that flower? Like there, you know, usually like I'll ask people in classes, like raise your hand if you feel like you've maxed and tapped out your full potential. You've done it, Jenny. You're as fearless and generous and kind and patient and loving and expansive as you'll ever be. Like, nobody would ever say, like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's like innately we know there's more. We know we're capable of more. And we also know that we have self-limiting beliefs and fears and like, oh my God, what if I do that?
Right. You know?
With many different flavors and many different layers. So where was I going with this? Kind of went off on a tangent.
No, that's okay. I was like, what was the inspiration behind your book? What messaging were you trying to instill? That's okay. I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's like flower evolution. It's like the evolution part, but it's also the revolution. Like you kind of got to have a lot of grit to go through all those stages. Mm-hmm. So the book was about how do I do two things. One is educate people what flower remedies are, because maybe in Canada, you all are more open-minded, but in the US, we're pretty skeptical here. And especially when I first started my business, like people just did not know what flower essences were, and still the majority don't know. Mm-hmm. So to educate people, but then also there's a big kind of choose your own adventure portion of the book where you choose the flowers you're most drawn to, and then it tells you something about you. So always at the mainstay of anything that we do is that education piece, and also like, how do we inspire ourselves? Like in what ways do we catalyze that awakening to happen, or that recognition of what we're truly capable of?
I love that. So harnessing the flower and the essence of the flower as really a superpower, I would guess, to help us move through transition. That's amazing. Okay. Tell me more about this flash mob that involves flowers. What does that look like? What was the motivation? What was the desire to make that happen?
Well, we were doing events called flower lounges, and we were touring all over the country in several places. We actually did one in Vancouver. And we had to take a break, but we're actually starting up later this summer, which is really exciting to get back to the events. So we would sort of, the intention was we would plop ourselves into a new city, and we would do like a ceremony to kind of enter into the city and like touch base and let the city know we're here. And as a group, our intention is to benefit all the beings of the city with anything that we do here. And we would have a huge event, and we'd end up doing a big, you know, flower offering the day after, because we'd pick up all the flowers from the event. And then I was like, oh, wouldn't that be cool if we just bought extra flowers than what we need for the event, and we just handed them out? Mm. And at the time, the first one we did, I think, was February in New York City. And so it was still quite cold, and people were kind of like, you know, guarded, and it was just an experiment.
Yeah.
We didn't even put any information on the flower of who we were. It was literally just what can happen if you give a stranger a flower with no agenda and just like with love. And then we, you know, made a video of it, of people's reactions. And that just like inspired us to do more. We ended up doing some in other cities, and it is just amazing to like, it's like giving someone a piece of your heart. There's something about a flower, and even men, mm-hmm, you know, absolutely. Where you think like men are typically not buying themselves flowers, but that like selfless giving a piece of beauty. And it's like saying like, I see you, I recognize the beauty in you. There's this thing that it gets transmitted in a very wordless way. That's precious. It's like this deep connection with people. And so we just kind of play with that every time we're in a new city.
I adore that. I have to say, I have been the recipient. I don't believe it was from your movement, but the recipient from a random stranger of a flower. And it is absolutely one of the most beautiful experiences. I literally think about it.
You in Vancouver?
Yes.
Because ever since we started doing them, there was a woman that came to one of ours, and then she has started doing them every year. I think almost every year in Vancouver.
Oh, it's an
Asian, what is her name? It's an Asian woman. I'll get you the information.
That is so interesting. I didn't see other people. Like, it was just like this one-off. It felt like a one-off regardless. It doesn't, the magic that happens, like you say, when you receive an unsolicited gift of, like you say, the beauty of a flower is just so uplifting. So what made you choose that medium flower? Like, what drew you to that? There's so many other mediums out there that you could potentially tap into. Why flowers?
Because they are so transformative. I mean, it's like, if anyone works with flower remedies, even if they don't believe in them, like, in fact, in the beginning, the majority of my clients would always tell me at the door as they were leaving, like, oh, you're so nice, Katie. I really like you, but I don't really believe this is going to work.
Great. Thanks so much.
It was actually great because it was like, okay, great. Yeah. You don't have to believe in it. It's going to work regardless, yeah. You know? And I think more and more as time goes on, I mean, at that time, the meditation wasn't cool yet. Yoga wasn't cool yet. Obviously our population has changed dramatically and will continue to do so. I think people are more than ever looking for natural solutions for mood and feeling better that don't have side effects or chemical pharmaceutical ingredients. And yeah, really just because you feel it, like literally in the course of 1 to 2 weeks, people feel different. Mm-hmm. Things that used to irritate them don't irritate them anymore, or they sleep a little bit better, or they just feel like weight's been lifted. And then when you see that we live in this paradise where like everything's on the menu, you know, like any neurotic tendency that we have, any issue that we had since we were kids, no matter how weird it is, there is a flower for it.
I love it. So when people hear the essence of flower, they may go strictly to thinking about essential oils. Are they comparable? Are they different? Like, how can we help them differentiate? Because I'm sure there's people that are listening right now that are like, oh, I've got my, you know, my orange essential oil. What's the differences so that people know and can be educated?
Yeah, they're totally different. Whereas essential oils are more like really literally visceral, you know, you squeeze that orange peel to get the oil.
Right.
You get that fancy distillation equipment and you extract that oil from the roses. You need 40 fresh roses for one drop of rose essential oil. So like very labor intensive, you need tons of material and it's wonderful. It's beautiful. We work with essential oils too. Flower essences are more tapping into that exponential power of Mother Nature, okay, where we're working with just the life force. Originally in ancient days, all over the world, you see evidence of it. It was the dewdrops on the tops of the flowers. So medicine men, shaman, doctors, you know, religious figures would have their patients or their community members go out into the wild, look for this particular flower and drink the dewdrops every morning. And then in the 1930s and 40s, a doctor in the UK figured out how to scale it so that you could bottle it, right? Because like where I live, we don't even have dew. It's so dry.
Right. I'm picturing this in my environment going, oh, I totally get it. I mean, you know, like I was saying in the BC rainforest, I was like, oh, I get the dew. Where you are, not so much.
Yeah, it would totally work for you.
Yeah.
So it's more like acupuncture without the needles.
Okay.
We're talking about like when you walk out into the forest, kind of like the movie Avatar, it's like if you could actually see the energetic properties of what's around us, it would be kind of like floral or botanical Wi-Fi. And that to some people may seem like, that's kind of weird. But then when you look at like, how does your cell phone work? Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody had said, hey, Jenny, when you're a kid, you're going to have this really cool box that is going to transmit invisible waves. And it's going to be like riding on a magic carpet on those invisible waves, your podcasts, your videos, your poetry, your images, right? Like we would have thought, no. That's just,
are you crazy?
You know? And honestly, does anyone actually understand how cell phones work anyway?
No.
Like, how is it possible that I can record a video and then hit send and it's moving through space.
I remember trying to grasp that because I'm of the generation where computers didn't exist and then poof, they existed.
Yeah.
And I remember being a young girl thinking, how does that information go from point A to point B and not, you know, not being able to grasp that tangible piece of paper or the things. So yeah, I completely understand.
I mean, this will date me. I'm sure I'm older than you, but I remember riding in my grandmother in her old Datsun and turning the dial on the radio, like the AM, FM.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, sister. I think we might be in the same age. Oh yeah. We didn't have remotes for the TV.
Like, get up off your lazy button.
I know. And I have a twin. So it was an argument on who had to be the remote.
I think if you look at technology, it's like, well, if we just figured it out in our lifetimes, and we know that humans have been around for a long time, but Mother Earth has been here 4.5 billion years.
Yeah.
Who are we to think that that beautiful rainforest that you live in British Columbia doesn't have that already figured out for eons?
Well, and I think you bring up such a vital point, and many of us listening and our personal experiences, and I share this about actually coming to your area of where you live and stepping off a plane and just feeling energy connected to the space I was in. I'm sure people experience it when they put their feet into the water or go into the forest and quietly listen. You can feel the energy. It talks to us. The trees talk to us. I don't need some crazy hate mail that I'm losing my marbles. Trees talk to you, people. You have to listen. Right. So you've got a system on a practice that harnesses that floral energy that you prescribe and recommend and people can use to support their health.
Yeah. And it's basically like when you say trees talk to you, I mean, it sounds funny, right? But we know that, you know, from multiple scientific studies that bees are actually not drawn to flowers based on color or scent. Mm-hmm. That the flowers are emitting an electrical frequency current, like a very subtle electricity that the bees pick up on. And there's a very dynamic communication. And the same is happening with us. So just because it's not like the trees are like have a mouth and they're talking, it is a language that we speak, which is kind of exciting. It's like, oh, we know that language. We just forgot. And when we were children, we were much, much more tuned into that. And it's a language that's happening all the time. And it's almost like osmosis. You know, it's like breathing. Like we have to make an effort to like inhale and exhale, but also our skin is breathing all the time.
Right.
So it's a language that is happening. And that, you know, you could say flowers have messages or information. And if you think about it in terms of technology, like I want to download or upload or a software like re-up, right? And that's essentially what we're doing is just plugging into that type of electrical current that refreshes our system so that we can be our true essential nature without all this junk, right? Because we know all the EMFs and the computers and the laptops and the cell phones and satellite 5G, all the Gs. We know that they're affecting us and making us tired. So this is a way to bring nature into our system and find more balance. Mm.
So as we kind of watch, you know, our time goes so fast when we're in these interviews, it blows my mind. What is, if there was something that you would love to share with the audience that's listening that I maybe haven't asked yet, what would that be?
I would say that times are really crazy right now. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, the last couple of years have given us perspective in terms of, you know, I think to myself like, wow, I was really slacking before. Like, you know, I had my challenges and things, but in the last couple of years, I think people have been especially challenged. Mm-hmm. And either they've been challenged on sort of like world events level, and if not, then they've had major, major personal challenges. Mm-hmm. And it almost seems as if the population on the planet is going through some sort of collective purification, mm-hmm. which you know, we have to look at our stuff and it's really challenging and it's really hard. And I believe that's happening. And the, you know, it's not going anywhere. And this year could be really challenging for people as well. Mm-hmm. And it's ultimately a good thing, but it's not easy. And so my message would be, first of all, if you're having just, you know, fire after fire internally, or emotions arise that you don't understand, or like, my God, I've never felt this before, or like the depths of grief or fear or anger or betrayal, or, you know, whatever is happening for your listeners, you're not alone. This is a phenomenon that is occurring. Many, many, many people are feeling that way. And Mother Nature is always there to take care of us. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you feel alone, sometimes all it requires is just to go outside and sit under a tree and to ask for help. You know, like I literally sometimes put my hands on the ground and like ask for help. Because it's just such a nice, I don't know. Anytime I ask, I'm always surprised at how much support I get from the earth. So if anything arises and you're having a really rough time, look to Mother Nature, whether it's working with flower remedies, which I love, we're here to help. You can call us, you can email us, DM us. We'll connect you with the right flower that you need right now to help you through whatever challenge you're going through. And if it's not through flower remedies, then by all means, like really tap into it, you know, go outside, spend time outside, because it's a phenomenon that is occurring, you know, and we all need as much support as we can take. And it's there for the taking.
And I really believe too, and, you know, I've shared this on a few episodes and in some deep conversations I've had with amazing people lately, this is actually happening for us, not to us. And the other side is going to be exceptional. You know, this rebirth, this, you know, purification, as you said, is such a gift, an unseen gift. And I think when we all ride through it, and we will, and seek that help and support, again, we never have to do these journeys alone. And tools, this is the thing that's so beautiful. You know, for those of you guys that are listening, Katie provides an opportunity and a tool to help support you. So whether you want to, you know, step into that or not, just get curious about it. The worst that can happen is it doesn't work for you, but that's the fun part. Chances are it will.
Right. I mean, in the last 20 years of working with people and myself, because it can only be as good as the effort I put in, I walk my talk. Yeah. I don't know anything more powerful than flower remedies and meditation. Those two things, I haven't seen it. I haven't found it. I've looked. I've worked with so many different types of practitioners and methods, and I haven't found anything that goes to the root faster and gentler.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Katie, so much for being on the show and inspiring our listeners. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, those of you that are listening to another episode with us. Katie has inspired us. If nothing else, go and sit with some flowers. Spend your time connected to nature. This is an opportunity to inspire the wellness war in you. Don't forget, you can find more information at Your Holistic Earth to enhance that journey, as well as we'll make sure that all of Katie's contact information is provided for you guys in the show notes. So if you need to find her, don't hesitate to look there. Again, Katie, thanks for being here, and thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.